Welcome to Polyrhythmic Layer Control in Ableton, Advanced Edition. Today we're getting into one of the most powerful groove tools in drum and bass, controlled polyrhythms. Not random chaos, not clever for the sake of it programming, but the kind of rotating rhythmic detail that makes a track feel alive, tense, hypnotic, and expensive. The key idea for this whole lesson is simple. Your main groove should feel inevitable. Your polyrhythms should feel dangerous. That means the kick, snare, sub, and core movements stay readable. The weirdness happens around the edges. We're building controlled asymmetry, not a rhythmic traffic jam. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar drum and bass groove framework with a solid kick and snare backbone, rolling hats, ghost percussion, 1/3 bass top layer, 1 5-step rotating layer, a bass part that leaves room for all that interplay, and macro controls, so you can actually arrange the stuff fast instead of drowning in micro edits. We're working at 174 BPM, and this is definitely aimed at people who already know their way around Ableton Live and can build a basic DNB beat. So let's move like producers, not tourists. First, set the foundation. Create tracks for kick, snare, main hats, ghost percussion, polylayer A, polylayer B, bass, FX or Atmos, and a drum bus group. Then group all your drum tracks into a drums group. For the core beat, keep it classic and stable. Start with a kick on beat 1, snare on beat 2, another kick around beat 3, maybe at 1.3.2 or 1.3.3 depending on how pushy you want the syncopation, and then your second snare on beat 4. This matters a lot, so let me say it clearly, if the backbone doesn't hit, the polyrhythms will not rescue the groove. Fancy layers cannot fix weak fundamentals. Turn on loop. Keep a 1-bar loop active. Set your MIDI editor to a 16th note grid, and be ready to switch to triplet grid when needed. You'll be moving between straight and odd subdivisions constantly, so speed matters here. Next, build your clean roller hat layer before you even think about the true polyrhythms. On main hats, load a drum rack with a closed hat, an open hat, and maybe a rim or light shaker. Program rolling 16th hats, but leave a few intentional gaps around the snare. That little bit of space is crucial. If hats are splashing over the snare all the time, the whole groove starts to feel flat and cheap. Vary velocity. Strong hats can sit around 85 to 100. Ghost hats can live around 35 to 65. That contrast is what gives the top end pulse instead of just buzz. For processing, start with EQ8. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz. If the hats are stabbing your ears, dip a little around 7 to 9 kHz, then add auto filter in high pass mode around 500 Hz, maybe with a tiny bit of envelope or manual automation to keep them breathing. Use glue compressor gently. 3 millisecond attack, auto release, 2 to 1 ratio and just a dB or 2 of gain reduction. Then add saturator with soft clip on and 1 to 3 dB of drive. That's your rhythmic reference layer. If this doesn't make you nod your head, stop and fix it before going further. Now we can add the first true polyrhythm, a 3/4 style top percussion layer. This is going on polylayer A. Choose something light, defined, and transient first. A woodblock, a rimshot, a filtered click, a little foley tick, maybe a jungle style metallic ping. Don't choose something huge. This layer is there to imply movement, not dominate the bar. Drop the sample into simpler. You've got two main ways to do this. The first is perceptual programming with triplet grouping. In a 1-bar MIDI clip, switch to an 8th note triplet grid and try a pattern like a hit at 1.1, another at 1.2.3, and another at 1.4.1. Then duplicate, nudge, and adjust by ear until it feels like it's floating over the beat rather than replacing it. But the more advanced and usually cleaner method is to use clip length against bar length. Create a MIDI clip on polylayer with a loop length of 3/8, or maybe 3 beats depending on the effect you want. Put 3 hits in there, then let that short clip run across an 8 or 16 bar section. Because the clip loops at a different length than the bar, the accents phase against your main groove naturally. That's real cyclical motion, not just syncopation pretending to be clever. And here's an extra coach move. Duplicate that same clip a few times and change only the start marker. Same notes, same loop length, different start offset. Suddenly you have multiple groove personalities from one idea. One version might support the kick pickup better, another might tuck neatly into the snare gap. This is a killer workflow trick. Process polylayer with EQ8 first. High pass around 500 Hz and notch out any harshness in that 2 to 4 kHz range if needed. Then add autopan. Keep the amount subtle, maybe 15 to 30%. Use a rate like an 1/8 or a 1/4 note. If phase is set to 0 degrees, you get more tremolo style motion. At 180, you get stereo sway. Then try echo. Keep it controlled. Eighth or eighth triplet timing. Low feedback, filtered hard. Ping pong off if you want the layer to stay focused, on if you want it to spread a bit wider. Finish with utility, to control width and automate gain later in arrangement. And keep this layer low in the mix. If listeners are instantly going, wow, listen to that polyrhythm, it's probably too loud. In good DNB, they feel the motion before they identify the trick. Now let's get darker. On poly layer B, build a five-step rotating layer. This is where things start getting techie, sinister, and really satisfying. Choose a more textural sound this time. Metallic clank, filtered tom, Euro-style percussion stab, a Reestail resample, chain noise, something with attitude but still a clear transient. You can load this into simpler or drum rack. This audio version is shortened for playback.